Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, March 27th. The grains closed mix will make corn closing steady at 374, May beans down 6 cents, closing at 1019 and a half, May wheat down 5 and a quarter cents, closing at 449. The dollar was up about 36 ticks, but I don't think that had much influence on the grains here today. It certainly looks like we're going to get somewhere around a million more bean acres out here. The Brazilian crop looks like it's in good shape. Most of the Argentinian news is in the market. The news that it doesn't look like China's going to put a tariff on the beans is pretty much in the news. And again, we've just got so much grain beans out here in particular. A 555 carryout and world supplies through the roof. And the fund's still long. I still think it's a problem out here. We closed under the support at 1022, closed it at 1019 and a half. I think the reports are going to be bearish for the soybeans on Thursday. I think it'll be a little bit friendly for the corn. I think it'll be a little bit friendly for the wheat. The wheat keeps chugging lower. Again, the funds are heavily short there, so I think that the play is probably long corn, long wheat, short beans going into the report. If you've got wheat sold out here, I'd certainly look to re-own it with some call options. On the corn, you need to maintain a cheap put option to get through the report in case there's any surprises. But the beans, you really need to think about spending some money and protect the downside out here, because I still believe we've got an awful lot of risk in this soybean market. We've got the cold, wet weather throughout the Midwest. It looks like it's going to stick around another couple of weeks. That could delay corn plantings a little bit. So again, that might get pushed off into the beans. So I just don't see any real compelling bullish argument for the beans. And with the funds long as much as they are, I think it can move lower. Now, the funds are over 250,000 contracts of corn, so that again is an issue to me. And the fact that we can't close this thing over 380 in the May and back over $4 in the December is a little troublesome to me. If we could close December corn over $4 after the report, I think that would be a little bit friendly and put the funds in the driver's seat to some extent. And that may be the one thing that could salvage the bean market out here. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.